Yud Tes Kislev. In Hayoyim Yoyim it is written, Yud Tes Kislev is a day for farbringen and for undertaking positive achlotos to fix times to study Nigla and Chassidus publicly and to strengthen the ways of Chassidim in true friendship. It is customary to divide up the Shas for learning according to the procedure set out in Igeres HaKodesh. In the winter of Tofresh Samach Beis, the year the Rebbe was born, the Rebbe Rashab was in Moscow for the purpose of Pidyon Shvuyim. He succeeded in annulling a libel against some Yidden who had been arrested, but did not want to leave until they were actually freed. On Matzah Shabbos, which was Yud Gimel Kislev, the Friedrich Rebbe called a meeting of the committee of older Bachrim of Temchei Tmimim. He told them that it was doubtful whether the Rebbe Rashab would return to Lubavitch for Yud Tes Kislev, but the schedule would nonetheless go on as planned. On the following Leil Shabbos, all the Talmidim would have their Suda in the main Zal, together with their Mashpiyim and Rosh Yeshiva, and there would be another Suda on Matzah Shabbos. In addition, some privileged Bachrim would join a special Farbringen with the Friedrich Rebbe on Sunday night. Hearing that the Rebbe Rashab might not be in Lubavitch in time for Yud Tes Kislev brought tears to the eyes of some of the older Bachrim. The Friedrich Rebbe relates, a few days before Yud Tes Kislev, many respected Orchim and the Talmidim of nearby Lubavitch Yeshivas began to arrive in Lubavitch. There still was a hope that my father would return in time. On Thursday morning, some Chassidim discussed the possibility of either asking the Rebbe to come in from Moscow or suggesting that they travel to join him there, though this was highly improbable, for they lacked traveling permits. The hours elapsed, and the cloud of sadness grew, especially since the Rebbe had not been with them in Lubavitch the previous Yud Tes Kislev. At 8:30 p.m. on Thursday night, a letter arrived from my father, the Rebbe Rashab. At 9:30, I entered the Zal and announced that we had merited receiving a holy letter which explained the meaning of the approaching Yom Tov, and that it would be read out on Chag HaGaula. This piece of news raised the spirits of the Chassidim, and they eagerly anticipated the hour when the letter would be read. On Erev Shabbos after Mincha, I directed that everyone should learn Chassidus. An hour and a half later, we davened Kabbalah Shabbos, and then everyone returned to their places ready to hear the letter. I stepped up to the Bima together with the two Mashgichim and read out the letter word by word. It reads in part, Yud Tes Kislev is the Yom Tov on which our soul's illumination and Chayis were given to us. This day is Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus. It is the fulfillment of the true intention behind the creation of man on earth, to reveal the light of the inward part of our Holy Torah. It is our duty on this day to awaken our hearts with an innermost, deep-seated desire and will in the very core of our heart, that Hashem illuminate our neshama with the light of His inner Torah. From the depths I call to you, Hashem, to elicit the depth and pnimius of Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs, to illuminate the inwardness of our neshama, so that our entire being will be dedicated to Hashem alone, to banish from within us any of the natural traits that are evil and unworthy, so that everything we do, both in our service of Hashem and in worldly matters, will be carried out l'shem shamayim. Everyone stood and listened with shining faces, and as I finished, they broke out with a joyous niggun. Early in Tofresh Pei Aleph, the Friedrich Rebbe, his mother Rebbetzin Sternesara, his three daughters, and many Bachrim became very ill. The doctor said that the Friedrich Rebbe's situation was serious, but Baruch Hashem on Yud Tes Kislev his health took a turn for the better. Instead of upbringing, he wrote the following letter to the Tumim and Anash. On this holy day, which is the Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus and for Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shemayim, every individual should do his Avodah conscientiously and beg that Hashem give him the strength to go in the way of the Alter Rebbe. On this day, as the Alter Rebbe stands before Hashem, asking that we and our children be strong b'gashmius u'beruchnius, everyone should give tzedakah to the meistas that follow the will of the Alter Rebbe. Every person, young and old, should undertake to learn Torah every day, each according to his level, and should accept upon himself oil malchus shemayim for the entire year. Keep in mind that on this day, all of the Rebbeim, from the Baal Shem Tov on, are helping us. Be very careful with this day, because it is holy. The Friedrich Rebbe concludes his letter with the words L'chaim v'levracha. It was the evening of Yud Tes Kislev, Tofresh Pei Vav, and the Friedrich Rebbe was sitting in the Zal in Rostov, looking solemn and earnest. Finally, he spoke up and said, one Yud Tes Kislev, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, did not come out to address the crowd of Chassidim who had gathered for a Farbringen. I entered his study and found him fearfully serious, and he said, today, after all, Yud Tes Kislev is Rosh Hashanah. This plainly means that it is a time for tshuva. I told him that people were waiting, so he obliged and verbringed for a short while and left. After relating this episode, the Friedrich Rebbe stood up and returned to his study. The Alter Rebbe said regarding Yotes Kislev, whoever rejoices in my simcha, I will take out from distress to relief, from Gashmias to Ruchnias, and out of Gehenim. The Tzemach Tzedek explained that rejoicing in my simcha means holding on to the Alter Rebbe's klamke, door handle, by learning Torah and doing Avodah.